Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, when you look at all the moves that have happened around the league in the offseason, specifically here with the Patriots and in the AFC East, the question is, will the Patriots earn their 11th division title in 13 years?
Well, the follow-up question I ask you before I answer that is, will Tom Brady be healthy for 16 games? And if the answer to that is yes, or even 12 or 14 games, absolutely the Patriots win the AFC one more time. A lot of it has to do with the structure in place for the Patriots, the head coach Bill Belichick, the quarterback Tom Brady. A lot of it also has to do with the other three teams in the AFC East, none of which have been able to consistently have that coach-quarterback structure in place and build off of that. A lot of coaches, a lot of quarterbacks have come through Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets since Belichick and Tom Brady have been at the helm. So yes, I think absolutely the Patriots still have the most talented team, even with such a tumultuous offseason and a tumultuous last month. I still think the Patriots are the elite team in the division, and I don't see any of the other three teams knocking them off yet.
I agree with you 100%. I think that Miami will pose a little bit of a challenge from a defensive standpoint, but when you look at the Jets and when you look at the Bills, they both have some turmoil at quarterback, and I feel like if you don't have a foundation, that offensive foundation with a good quarterback, a lot of leadership, then you just don't have what it takes to beat out the experience of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, this offense, and even this defense. So I think that absolutely they're on their way to another one this year.
You mentioned the quarterbacks, and really that's what it comes down to. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Bills, they've all drafted quarterbacks either in the first or second round in the last 2 years. I think the Joe Philbin, Ryan Tannehill combination right now seems to have the best chance at elevating to contender status, but I don't think they're there yet. And I think there's some pieces in place for each of these teams. The Bills seem to be a little bit on the rise. The Jets seem to be on the decline. But I still think 1 through 53 on the roster and the coaching staff, it's still the Patriots.
I agree 100%. So definitely a lot of inconsistency within the AFCs and the other teams. So we should hope for a good year this year with the AFCs division. So this is our final storyline, but we've been giving you a lot of storylines, a lot of questions from fans, and also going over our position battles. And we're getting ready here for training camp to begin soon. So we will have plenty to keep you entertained right here on Patriots.com. That'll wrap it up for Brian and myself, and we'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.